Every single day, people lie to themselves. They say, I'll do it tomorrow. It's a comforting thought, isn't it? Tomorrow is not guaranteed. You've been sold a lie that there's always more time. But the reality is harsh and unyielding. Every second you wait is a second you'll never get back. Every opportunity you pass up today might never come again. Right now, as you're reading this, someone else is taking the action you've been delaying. They're doing the work. They're building the life you're only dreaming about. And if you're not careful, they're going to take everything you want simply because they didn't wait. So ask yourself, what are you waiting for? What's stopping you from starting right now? The excuses you've been holding on to, they're not real. The fear you've let control you, it's an illusion. Today is the only day you have. This moment is the only moment you own. And if you waste it, you might never get another chance. It's time to stop dreaming about what could be and start creating what will be. The future doesn't belong to the idle. It belongs to the bold. It belongs to those who understand that there is no tomorrow. There is only today, only now, and only the choice to act. Think about how many times you've said, I'll start tomorrow. Maybe it was about getting in shape, starting a business, writing that book, or making amends with someone you care about. You convinced yourself that tomorrow would be different. You told yourself you'd wake up feeling motivated, ready to tackle everything you've been putting off. But what happened when tomorrow came? Did you start? Or did you find another excuse to delay? The truth is, tomorrow is a mirage. It's a comforting illusion that lets you avoid responsibility for today. And the more you buy into it, the further you drift from the life you want. Every day you wait, you're training yourself to accept mediocrity. You're teaching your mind that it's okay to settle, to push things off, to live in a perpetual state of hesitation. And the more you do this, the harder it becomes to break free. Procrastination is not a harmless habit, it's a disease. It eats away at your potential, one moment at a time, until there's nothing left. The most dangerous word in the world isn't failure, it's tomorrow. Because tomorrow is where dreams go to die. Tomorrow is the graveyard of opportunities you are too scared to take. Don't let your dreams become casualties of your inaction. Don't let the lie of tomorrow steal your future. Be honest with yourself. Why haven't you started? What's holding you back? Maybe you're waiting for the perfect moment. You think you'll act when the timing is right, when you have more resources, when you feel more confident. But here's the reality. The perfect moment doesn't exist. Conditions will never be ideal. There will always be obstacles, doubts, and challenges. If you're waiting for the stars to align, you're going to be waiting forever. Success doesn't come to those who wait. It comes to those who act. It comes to those who decide that their dreams are worth more than their excuses. Stop waiting for permission to start. Stop waiting for someone to come along and tell you it's okay to chase your goals. No one is going to hand you the life you want. You have to take it. You have to fight for it. And the fight starts today. Every day you delay, you're paying a price. And that price is steep. It's the opportunities you'll never get back. It's the relationships you'll never build. It's the skills you'll never develop. Time is the most precious resource you have. And once it's gone forever. Imagine looking back on your life and realizing that you spent most of it waiting. Waiting for the right moment. Waiting for motivation, waiting for a sign. Imagine the regret of knowing that you could have done so much more if only you'd started sooner. Don't let that be your story. Don't let procrastination rob you of the life you deserve. The cost of waiting is too high. It's time to stop paying it. It's time to invest in your future by acting today. Breaking the cycle of procrastination isn't easy, but it's possible. It starts with a simple decision. the decision to act. Here are some practical steps to help you get started. Define what you want to achieve. Be specific. Write it down. Clarity creates focus, and focus drives action. Don't overwhelm yourself by trying to do everything at once. Take one small step today, then another tomorrow. Momentum builds over time. Share your goals with someone you trust. Let them hold you accountable. Knowing that someone else is watching can be a powerful motivator. Identify the things that are holding you back and remove them. Whether it's social media, TV, or negative influences, cut them out of your life. Don't wait until you feel ready or everything is perfect. Start now, even if it's messy. Progress is better than perfection. Action is the antidote to fear. It's the cure for procrastination. When you take action, you prove to yourself that you're capable. You build confidence. You create momentum. And with momentum, anything is possible. Every great achievement in history started with a single step. The people who change the world aren't the ones who sit around waiting. They're the ones who get up, show up, and do the work. They're the ones who understand that action is the bridge between dreams and reality. Start imagining what your life could look like if you made the choice today. Visualize yourself in a year's time, reflecting on the decision you made to take action. Imagine the pride you'll feel knowing that you seized the moment, that you didn't let fear hold you back, and that you refused to let the illusion of tomorrow dictate your destiny. The reality is, the things you want are closer than you think, but they won't come to you. You have to chase them. You have to make sacrifices, put in the work, and stay committed even when it's hard. The most successful people aren't the ones who never face challenges. They're the ones who faced them head on, who failed and got back up, who never gave up because they understood the value of today. Right now, you have a choice. You can sit back and keep waiting, or you can stand up and take control. You can let life pass you by, or you can grab it with both hands and make something incredible out of it. The power is in your hands, but you have to be willing to use it. This is your moment. This is your chance. There is no tomorrow. There is only today. There is only now. What are you going to do with it? The choice is yours. You can keep waiting, keep dreaming, and keep hoping. Or you can take action and start building the life you've always wanted. The world is waiting for you. Your future is waiting for you. Don't let it slip away. Rise up. Take control. And remember, the only time you truly have is this moment. Make it count. Let me tell you something right now. Nothing worth having comes easy. You've heard it before, but have you really let it sink in? Success isn't handed out for free. It's earned with blood, sweat, and tears. It's forged in those early mornings when the alarm clock screams and you have to decide whether to hit snooze or hit the ground running. The grind is what separates the winners from the quitters. The grind is where you find out what you're made of. It's in the hours no one sees, the effort no one acknowledges, and the sacrifices no one else is willing to make. That's where greatness is born. But let me be clear. Grinding isn't just about working hard. It's about consistency. It's about showing up every single day, whether you feel like it or not. It's about pushing past pain, ignoring distractions, and staying focused on the goal, no matter how far away it seems. That's the grind. And the grind will pay off. If you're ready to stop dreaming and start grinding, hit that subscribe button now. Let's build your path to greatness together. Let's go. You know what most people get wrong? They think success is about motivation. They wait for that spark of inspiration to get started. But motivation is unreliable. It comes and goes like the wind. Discipline, on the other hand, is unshakable. It's what keeps you moving forward when motivation fades. Discipline is waking up early, when your body screams for sleep. Discipline is saying no to temptations when everyone around you is indulging. Discipline is doing the work when you're tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. Ask yourself, are you disciplined? Are you doing what needs to be done, even when it's hard, boring, or uncomfortable? If the answer is no, then you've already found the problem. The grind doesn't care about your feelings. It doesn't care about your excuses. If you're serious about success, discipline isn't optional. It's mandatory. Let's get real for a moment. The grind isn't pretty. It's not glamorous. It's going to hurt. You're going to have to give things up. Time with friends, late nights out, endless hours scrolling on your phone. Sacrifice is the price of admission to success. You can't have everything. If you want something extraordinary, you have to be willing to give up the ordinary. That means skipping the party to study for that exam. It means working overtime on your side hustle while everyone else is binge-watching the latest TV series. It means saying no to what's easy so you can say yes to what's worthwhile. You think Kobe Bryant became one of the greatest basketball players by taking it easy? You think Elon Musk built billion-dollar companies by sitting back and relaxing? Number. They sacrificed. They worked when others rested. They grinded when others quit. And now, their success speaks for itself. One workout won't get you in shape. One productive day won't make you successful. One act of discipline won't change your life. It's what you do consistently that matters. Consistency is the glue that holds the grind together. It's showing up day after day, week after week, year after year. It's putting in the effort, even when you don't see immediate results. Consistency is doing the right thing over and over again, until success becomes inevitable. But here's the catch. Consistency is hard. It's boring. It's repetitive. And that's exactly why most people fail. They get excited, start strong, and then fizzle out when the grind gets tough. Don't be like them. Commit to consistency. Be relentless. Be unshakable. Because the grind will pay off, but only if you stick with it. Your mindset is everything. It's the difference between quitting and persevering, between giving up and giving your all. If you don't believe you can succeed, you've already lost. The grind is just as much mental as it is physical. It's about training your mind to push past limits, to embrace challenges, and to see failure as a stepping stone to success. When your body wants to quit, your mind has to say, not today. When obstacles block your path, your mind has to find a way around them. You are your biggest enemy and your greatest ally. Control your thoughts, and you control your destiny. Adopt a winner's mindset. See every setback as an opportunity to grow stronger. See every challenge as a chance to prove yourself. And remember this. The only thing standing between you and success is the story you keep telling yourself. Change the story, and you change your life. Let me tell you what's waiting for you on the other side of the grind. It's not just success. It's not just money, fame, or recognition. It's pride. It's the satisfaction of knowing you gave it your all. It's the confidence that comes from earning everything you have. The grind will teach you more than any book, class, or mentor ever could. It will teach you resilience. It will teach you patience. It will teach you the value of hard work. These lessons will stay with you for life, shaping you into the kind of person who can achieve anything. And when you finally reach your goals, you'll look back on the grind with gratitude. You'll realize that the struggle wasn't a barrier to success. It was the foundation of it. The grind will pay off. It always does. So what are you going to do? Are you going to keep making excuses? Or are you going to take control of your life? Are you going to quit when it gets hard? Or are you going to push through the pain? Are you going to let fear hold you back? Or are you going to rise to the challenge? The grind isn't easy, but it's worth it. Every drop of sweat, every late night, every early morning, it all adds up. It all matters. And one day, when you've achieved what you once thought was impossible, you'll look back and say, I'm glad I didn't give up. Keep grinding. Keep pushing. Keep believing. Because the grind will pay off. Let's face it, the grind can feel lonely. When you're chasing a goal, you might find yourself walking a path that few others understand. While your friends are out having fun, you're at home working on your dream. While others are taking it easy, you're putting in the hours. It's not easy, but it's necessary. Understand this. Not everyone will get it. Not everyone will support you. Some people will call you crazy. They'll say you're wasting your time. They'll laugh at your dedication. That's fine. Let them. Because one day, they'll be the ones clapping for you when you've made it. The grind separates you from the crowd, and that's the point. If you want extraordinary results, you can't live an ordinary life. You have to make peace with the loneliness, the sacrifices, and the hard decisions. Remember, the grind isn't a punishment. It's a privilege. It's your ticket to greatness. Here's the truth about the grind. It's going to test you. It's going to push you to your limits. There will be days when you feel like you're making no progress. Days when you question whether it's all worth it. Days when you want to quit. Expect setbacks. Expect failures. Expect moments of doubt. That's all part of the process. But here's the thing. Every challenge you face is an opportunity to grow. Every failure is a chance to learn. Every obstacle is a test of your commitment. Don't let the challenges break you. Let them build you. Let them make you stronger, tougher, and more determined. Embrace the struggle, because the struggle is what makes the success worth it. Let me tell you something about hard work. It's undefeated. You can have all the talent in the world, but without hard work, it means nothing. Talent might give you a head start, but hard work will take you across the finish line. There's no shortcut to success. There's no magic formula. The only way to get where you want to go is to put in the work. You have to outwork the competition. You have to outwork your excuses. You have to outwork your doubts. Hard work isn't glamorous. It's not fun. But it's the price you pay for greatness. And the best part? Hard work is something you can control. You might not be the smartest, the fastest, or the most talented, but you can always be the hardest worker in the room. One of the biggest mistakes people make is expecting instant results. They put in a week of work and get frustrated when they don't see progress. But the grind doesn't work like that. Success takes time. It takes patience. It takes persistence. Think of it like planting a seed. You water it, you care for it, and you wait. You don't dig it up every day to see if it's growing. You trust the process. The grind is the same way. You have to put in the work, day after day, and trust that the results will come. Patience isn't about sitting back and waiting. It's about working hard while staying focused on the long-term vision. It's about understanding that great things take time. So, keep grinding. Keep watering the seed. The harvest will come. Excuses are the enemy of success. They're the little lies you tell yourself to avoid responsibility. I'm too tired. I don't have enough time. I'll start tomorrow. Stop. Stop making excuses. Stop letting them hold you back. The truth is, you have the time. You have the energy. You have what it takes. The only thing standing between you and your goals is you. So, take ownership of your life. Take responsibility for your actions. And stop looking for excuses. When you eliminate excuses, you eliminate limits. You free yourself to focus on what matters. You take control of your destiny. So the next time you catch yourself making an excuse, remember this. You're better than that. You're capable of more. Keep grinding. Here's the most beautiful thing about the grind. It's not just about what you achieve. It's about who you become in the process. The grind transforms you. It molds you into a stronger, smarter, and more resilient version of yourself. Every challenge you overcome, every sacrifice you make, every hour you put in, it all adds up. It shapes your character. It builds your confidence. It gives you the tools to handle anything life throws at you. The grind isn't just about reaching a goal. It's about becoming the kind of person who can achieve anything. So, don't just grind for the results. Grind for the growth. Grind for the transformation. Grind for the person you're destined to become. What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? What do you want people to remember about you? When it's all said and done, will they see you as someone who settled for average, or someone who reached for greatness? Your grind isn't just about you. It's about your family, your community, and everyone who looks up to you. It's about proving that hard work pays off. It's about inspiring others to chase their dreams. Every decision you make is a chapter in your story. Every sacrifice, every victory, every lesson learned, it's all part of your legacy. So, make it count. Write a story that you'll be proud to tell. Keep grinding. Greatness doesn't come cheap. It demands sacrifice, discipline, and an unrelenting commitment to the grind. Think about it. Why do so few people achieve greatness? It's not because they lack potential. It's because they're not willing to pay the price. Greatness will cost you late nights and early mornings. It will cost you comfort and convenience. It will cost you friendships, social outings, and the approval of others. But here's the truth. The price of greatness is always worth it. The pain of discipline is temporary, but the pain of regret lasts forever. When you feel like quitting, remind yourself why you started. Remind yourself of the vision you're chasing, the goals you've set, and the life you want to create. Greatness isn't for the faint of heart, but if you're willing to pay the price, it's yours for the taking. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of the journey. Too many people let failure define them. They let one mistake, one setback, or one loss convince them to give up. But failure is only final if you let it be. Every failure is a lesson. Every setback is an opportunity to grow. The most successful people in the world didn't get there by avoiding failure. They got there by learning from it. They got there by failing forward. Don't fear failure. Fear standing still. Fear never trying. Fear looking back on your life and wondering what could have been. Failure isn't the end. It's a stepping stone. Embrace it. Learn from it. Use it as fuel for your fire. Because the grind will pay off, but only if you're brave enough to fail along the way. You can't grind without a clear vision. You need to know where you're going and why you're going there. Your vision is your compass. It's what keeps you focused when distractions arise. What keeps you moving forward when the road gets tough. What do you want out of life? What are you grinding for? Get specific. Write it down. Picture it in your mind every single day. The clearer your vision, the stronger your motivation. A vision isn't just about setting goals. It's about creating a picture of your future that's so vivid, so compelling, that you can't help but chase it. Let your vision be your guide. Let it be your reminder that the grind is worth it. Confidence isn't something you're born with. It's something you build. And nothing builds confidence like the grind. Every time you show up, every time you push through, every time you do the work, you're proving to yourself that you're capable. And that's where real confidence comes from. Confidence isn't arrogance. It's not about thinking you're better than others. It's about believing in yourself, in your abilities, and in your potential. It's about knowing that no matter what life throws at you, you have what it takes to overcome it. The grind is the ultimate confidence builder. It's where you find your strength, your resilience, and your belief in yourself. So, keep grinding. Keep proving to yourself that you're unstoppable, because confidence is earned, not given. Distractions are everywhere. Social media, Netflix, endless scrolling. It's all designed to pull your attention away from what really matters. If you want to succeed, you have to learn to focus. You have to cut out the noise and zero in on your goals. Focus isn't just about working hard. It's about working smart. It's about prioritizing what's important and ignoring what's not. It's about saying no to the things that don't serve your vision, even when they're tempting. Ask yourself, what's distracting you? What's holding you back? Identify it. Eliminate it. Focus on what matters. Because every second you spend on distractions is a second you're stealing from your dreams. The grind doesn't mean isolating yourself from the people you love. It's about finding a balance between pursuing your goals and nurturing your relationships. The right people will understand your grind. They'll support you, encourage you, and push you to be your best. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, not drag you down. Find your tribe, the ones who believe in your vision and are willing to cheer you on, even when the journey gets tough. At the same time, don't neglect the relationships that matter. Success is meaningless if you don't have anyone to share it with. The grind is important, but so are the people who stand by you through it all. The grind can feel endless if you don't take the time to acknowledge your progress. Success isn't just about reaching the finish line. It's about celebrating the milestones along the way. Did you wake up early today? Did you stick to your plan? Did you push through a tough workout or complete a challenging project? Celebrate it. Recognize your effort and reward yourself for the small wins. Small wins build momentum. They remind you that the grind is working, that you're moving closer to your goals every single day. So don't wait for the big victories to celebrate. Find joy in the journey. The grind will pay off, but only if you commit to it. Only if you embrace the struggle, the sacrifice, and the setbacks. Only if you believe in yourself and refuse to give up. The journey isn't easy, but nothing worthwhile ever is. So what are you waiting for? Start now. Start today. Show up, put in the work, and keep grinding. Because one day, you'll look back and realize that every drop of sweat, every late night, and every early morning was worth it. The grind will pay off. Keep going. Every morning when you wake up, there's one person waiting to challenge you. They know your fears, your excuses, and your untapped potential. That person isn't your coworker, your neighbor, or a stranger. That person is you. On one side stands the version of you who takes the easy way out, the one who procrastinates, doubts, and hides from discomfort. On the other side stands the version of you who is relentless, unstoppable, and capable of achieving greatness. The question is, which version of you will win today? This is the most important battle you'll ever face, you versus you. It's a battle that shapes your happiness, success, and legacy. Let's get one thing straight. No one owes you anything. Life doesn't owe you success. No one is going to hand you your dreams. There's no magical shortcut, no lucky break waiting just around the corner. It's all on you. Yes, life can be unfair. Yes, you'll face obstacles. But here's the truth. The biggest obstacle isn't out there in the world. It's not the economy, your upbringing, or someone else's opinion of you. The biggest obstacle is you. It's the excuses you make, the fears you let control you, and the habits that hold you back. The moment you stop blaming the world and take responsibility for your life is the moment everything changes. You have the power. You have the control. And only you can decide how far you'll go, how hard you'll work, and how much you'll grow. Every day you face a simple test. It doesn't require a classroom, a teacher, or a grade. It's called the mirror test. When you look at yourself in the mirror, can you honestly say, I gave it my all today? Can you say, I'm proud of the person I see? The mirror doesn't lie. It reflects the truth, showing you exactly who you are, not who you pretend to be. Every day you have a choice. Will you be proud of the reflection staring back at you? Or will you look away, knowing you could have done more, tried harder, and been better? The mirror test isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about proving to yourself day after day that you're moving closer to becoming the person you were meant to be. Some people spend their entire lives looking for someone to blame. It's my boss's fault I'm not promoted. It's my parents' fault I didn't have a better start. It's the system's fault I can't get ahead. Stop. Just stop. The truth is, you are your greatest opponent. It's not your boss, your parents, or the system holding you back. It's the version of you who makes excuses, who says, I'll start tomorrow, who chooses Netflix over the gym, fear over action, comfort over growth. If you want to win the battle of life, you have to defeat that version of yourself. You have to outwork, outthink, and outlast the weaker you. And it won't happen overnight. This isn't a battle you fight once. It's a battle you'll fight every day. The good news, you don't have to win every time. You just have to keep showing up. Transformation doesn't happen in one big, dramatic moment. It doesn't come from a new job, a life-altering decision, or a lucky break. Transformation happens in the small moments. It's the little choices you make every day. Getting out of bed instead of hitting snooze. Saying no to junk food and yes to a healthier choice. Spending an hour learning a new skill instead of scrolling through social media. These small wins might seem insignificant in the moment, but they add up. Each one builds momentum. Each one strengthens your discipline. And over time, those small wins turn into big change. So don't wait for the perfect moment to start. Start now. Make one small decision today, then another tomorrow. Before you know it, you'll look back and realize just how far you've come. Here's a truth most people avoid. Growth is uncomfortable, it's messy, it's hard, it hurts, and that's exactly why so many people avoid it. Why do people quit the gym? Because it's easier to sit on the couch. Why do people stay in jobs they hate? Because it's safer than taking a risk. Why do people give up on their dreams? Because chasing them means facing failure, rejection, and uncertainty. But discomfort is the price of growth. Every time you face discomfort, whether it's a tough workout, a challenging project, or a difficult conversation, you're building resilience. You're proving to yourself that you're stronger than you thought. So don't run from discomfort. Embrace it. Lean into it. Because on the other side of discomfort is everything you've ever wanted. How many times have you told yourself, I'll start tomorrow? How many dreams have you put on hold, waiting for the perfect moment, the perfect opportunity, the perfect circumstances? Here's the harsh reality. Someday doesn't exist. It's a lie we tell ourselves to avoid taking action. The perfect moment will never come. And if you keep waiting for someday, you'll wake up one day and realize you've run out of time. The only time you have is now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Now. So stop waiting. Stop procrastinating. Start doing. Because every day you delay is a day you'll never get back. Momentum is one of the most powerful forces in life. When you start taking action, even in small ways, you create a ripple effect. One workout leads to another. One project leads to a bigger opportunity. One step out of your comfort zone leads to exponential growth. But momentum works both ways. If you stay stuck, if you give in to laziness, you create negative momentum. The longer you stay in bed, the harder it is to get up. The longer you avoid your goals, the more impossible they seem. The choice is yours. Positive momentum or negative momentum. Growth or stagnation. Start small. Start today and let momentum carry you forward. There's no universal formula for success. What works for someone else might not work for you, and that's perfectly okay. Your journey is your own. It's as unique as your fingerprint, and no one else can walk it for you. Stop comparing your progress to others. Stop measuring your success by someone else's timeline. The only comparison that matters is between who you are today and who you were yesterday. Growth isn't about being better than someone else. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. Ask yourself, what does success mean to me? Is it financial freedom, creative expression, making a difference in the lives of others? Once you have your answer, chart your own course. And don't be afraid to make mistakes or take detours. The important thing is that you keep moving forward, one step at a time. Success doesn't require perfection, but it does require consistency. The simple act of showing up, day after day, even when it's hard, is what separates the achievers from the dreamers. There will be days when you're tired, discouraged, or tempted to quit. Show up anyway. There will be days when you don't feel like putting in the effort. Show up anyway. Because every time you show up, you're reinforcing the habits that lead to success. You're proving to yourself that you can be trusted to follow through. Even on your worst days, when progress feels slow and the finish line seems far away, remember this. The mere act of showing up is a victory. Keep showing up, and success will take care of itself. It's great to have role models, people who motivate you and remind you of what's possible. But the most powerful inspiration comes from within. Every time you push through fear, overcome a challenge, or achieve a goal, you're creating proof of your own strength. Think back to a moment when you felt unstoppable. Maybe it was acing a test, completing a difficult project, or crushing a fitness milestone. Those moments are reminders of what you're capable of. They're the fuel that keeps you going when things get tough. The more you prove yourself to yourself, the more unstoppable you become. Don't just look for inspiration. Be it. Be the kind of person who inspires others simply by showing up for yourself every single day. Gratitude is a game changer. When you focus on what you're thankful for, you shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance. You stop dwelling on what you lack and start appreciating what you have. Gratitude isn't just about feeling good. It's about fueling action. When you're grateful for the opportunities you have, you're more likely to seize them. When you're grateful for the lessons failure teaches you, you're more likely to keep going. Gratitude keeps you grounded, motivated, and resilient. Start a daily gratitude practice. Each morning, write down 3 things you're grateful for. They don't have to be big. Something as simple as a sunny day, a supportive friend, or the chance to try again is enough. Gratitude doesn't just change your perspective. It changes your life. Everyone hits plateaus in their journey. It's that frustrating stage where you're putting in the work, but the results aren't showing. It's tempting to give up, but plateaus are where real growth happens. A plateau isn't a dead end. It's a test of your perseverance. It's a chance to prove to yourself that you're willing to push harder, dig deeper, and keep going, even when it's tough. When you hit a plateau, don't get discouraged. Get curious. Ask yourself, what can I do differently? What's holding me back? What new strategies can I try? And most importantly, remind yourself that growth is still happening, even if you can't see it yet. The work you're putting in now is laying the foundation for a breakthrough. Fear is a powerful force. It can paralyze you, keeping you stuck in the same place, or it can propel you forward, pushing you to grow. The difference lies in how you respond to it. Most fears are rooted in the unknown. What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What if I lose everything? But here's the truth. Fear is a liar. It exaggerates the risks and minimizes your potential. It tells you to play small, stay safe, and avoid discomfort. The only way to overcome fear is to face it. Take the first step, even if your knees are shaking. Lean into the discomfort, even if it feels overwhelming. Every time you confront your fears, you weaken their grip on you. And with each victory, you become braver, stronger, and more unstoppable. Complacency is the silent killer of progress. The moment you start coasting, the moment you stop striving, is the moment you stop growing. To keep proving yourself, you must stay hungry. Hunger for growth doesn't mean dissatisfaction. It doesn't mean you can't celebrate your successes or enjoy the journey. It means refusing to settle. It means continually seeking the next challenge, the next goal, the next level. Hunger comes from understanding that there's always more to learn, more to achieve, and more to give. No matter how far you've come, you've only scratched the surface of your potential. Stay hungry, and the best is always yet to come. At the end of your life, what will you leave behind? What stories will people tell about you? What impact will you have made? These are the questions that define your legacy. Legacy isn't about fame or fortune. It's about the difference you make, the lives you touch, and the example you set. Your legacy starts now, with the choices you make today. It's built in the moments when no one is watching, in the decisions you make when it would be easier to give up. When you prove yourself to yourself, you're building a legacy of strength, resilience, and purpose. You're showing the world what's possible when someone refuses to give up, and that's a legacy worth leaving. When you push yourself to grow, you're not just changing your own life. You're inspiring those around you. Your actions create a ripple effect, showing others what's possible and encouraging them to rise to their potential. Think about the people in your life who look up to you. Friends, family, coworkers. They're watching, learning, and being influenced by your example. When they see you pushing through challenges, overcoming obstacles, and striving for greatness, it reminds them they can do the same. Your growth is bigger than you. It's a gift to everyone around you. So don't just do it for yourself. Do it for the ripple effect you'll create. Every day you have a choice, to stay the same or to grow, to let fear hold you back, or to push forward despite it, to settle for less, or to strive for greatness. So ask yourself, why not you? Why not now? There's no better time to start than today. There's no better person to bet on than yourself. So take the first step. Make the commitment. Prove to yourself, once and for all, that you're capable of more than you ever imagined. This is your journey. This is your battle. You versus you. What are you waiting for? The truth is, time doesn't care about your plans, your excuses, or your hesitation. The clock is ticking. Every second you spend debating whether to start or continue is a second you will never get back. There are no refunds, no do-overs. Life moves forward whether you're ready or not. Think about this. The most valuable resource in your life isn't money, talent, or connections. It's time. It's the one thing you can never replace. You can rebuild your finances, reinvent yourself, and recover from failure, but you cannot reclaim lost time. Every moment you spend idle is a moment you surrender to the abyss of nothingness. So ask yourself, how much longer are you willing to wait? How many more days will you waste? Time is unforgiving. It doesn't care if you're tired, scared, or unsure. It keeps moving forward, relentlessly, unyieldingly. The question is, are you moving with it, or are you being left behind? You have probably heard the saying, time is money, but that's wrong. Time is infinitely more valuable than money. You can lose all the money in the world and earn it back, but once a moment passes, it's gone forever. The richest people in the world, with all their billions, can't buy an extra hour of life. Think about that the next time you're tempted to scroll mindlessly through social media or binge-watch another show. Is this how you want to spend the most precious resource you have? Regret often comes too late. People on their deathbeds rarely regret the risks they took or the times they failed. They regret the opportunities they ignored, the dreams they let die, and the time they wasted. Don't let that be your story. You are here now, reading this, alive and capable. You have the gift of this moment, but that gift comes with responsibility. What will you do with it? The beauty of time is that it's yours to control. Every day is a blank slate, a fresh start. It doesn't matter how much you've wasted in the past. What matters is what you do now, in this very moment. Use it wisely, and you can build the life you've always dreamed of. Squander it, and you'll join the ranks of those who live with the heavy burden of regret. Time is a resource you must defend fiercely. Think of it as currency, and every minute is a coin you spend. Are you investing it wisely, or are you letting it slip through your fingers? Successful people understand this. They guard their time jealously. They plan their days with purpose, eliminating distractions and focusing on what truly matters. Time management isn't just about being productive. It's about honoring the value of your own life. Why haven't you started yet? Is it fear, doubt, laziness? Be honest with yourself. The number one reason people don't achieve their goals is that they're too busy making excuses. I don't have time. I'm not ready. I'll start tomorrow. Sound familiar? Here's the hard truth. Tomorrow isn't promised. Waiting for the perfect moment is a fool's game because it will never come. Conditions will never be ideal. The only way to move forward is to start where you are, with what you have, right now. Excuses are comfortable. They let you off the hook. They give you a reason to stay in your comfort zone, where it's safe and familiar. But comfort is the enemy of progress. Every time you choose comfort over action, you're choosing mediocrity over greatness. You're choosing to stay stuck rather than grow. Stop waiting for motivation to strike. Motivation is fleeting. It's unreliable. Discipline is what you need. Discipline means showing up even when you don't feel like it. It means taking that first step even when you're scared or uncertain. Excuses don't build dreams. Action does. Ask yourself this. Are your excuses worth sacrificing your potential? Each excuse you make is another brick in the wall that separates you from your goals. Tear it down. One step forward, one action, no matter how small, chips away at that wall. You have the power to destroy your excuses and liberate your future if you're willing to try. Too often, we're paralyzed by the enormity of our goals. We look at the mountain we want to climb and think, it's too big. I can't do it. But here's the secret. You don't climb a mountain in one leap. You do it one step at a time. Small, consistent actions build momentum, and momentum creates results. Start small. Wake up 15 minutes earlier to work on your goals. Replace one unhealthy meal with something nutritious. Read one chapter of a book that will help you grow. These tiny actions may seem insignificant, but over time, they add up to massive change. The key is consistency. It's not about making huge leaps. It's about making steady progress every single day. Imagine a plane that adjusts its course by just 1 degree. Over a short distance, the change is barely noticeable. But over thousands of miles, that tiny adjustment can take the plane to an entirely different destination. Your life works the same way. Small actions, repeated consistently, can transform your future. Momentum is your secret weapon. Once you've taken the first step, the second step becomes easier. Each step forward builds confidence, and confidence fuels progress. Remember this. Progress doesn't have to be perfect. What matters is that you're moving. A river carves through rock, not by sheer force, but by persistence. Be the river. Let's face it. Change is hard. It's uncomfortable. It's painful. But here's the thing. That pain is temporary. The discomfort you feel when you push yourself to work harder, learn more, or step out of your comfort zone will eventually fade. But regret, regret lasts forever. Imagine yourself 10 years from now, looking back on today. Will you be proud of the choices you made? Or will you wish you had tried harder, started sooner, or taken a chance? The pain of discipline is far easier to bear than the pain of regret. Discipline strengthens you, regret weakens you. Every time you feel like giving up, remember why you started. Remember the future you're working toward. Success isn't about avoiding pain. It's about enduring it and coming out stronger on the other side. Pain is a sign that you're growing, that you're pushing past your limits. Embrace it. Use it as fuel. Regret, on the other hand, will haunt you. It will whisper to you in the quiet moments, reminding you of the chances you didn't take, the dreams you abandoned. Don't give it that power. Choose discipline over regret. Choose action over inaction. Choose growth over stagnation. Your future self will thank you. What is your purpose? If you can't answer that question, it's time to start searching. Purpose gives your life meaning. It gives you direction. Without it, you're like a ship adrift at sea, tossed around by the waves, going nowhere. Your purpose doesn't have to be grand or world-changing. It just has to be meaningful to you. Maybe it's being the best parent you can be. Maybe it's building a business that helps others. Maybe it's creating art that inspires. Whatever it is, find it. Hold on to it. Let it guide your actions every day. Living with purpose means aligning your actions with your values. It means setting goals that matter and working toward them relentlessly. It means waking up each day with intention, knowing that everything you do is moving you closer to the life you want. Purpose also gives you resilience. When you know your why, you can endure almost any how. Life will throw challenges at you. That's inevitable. But if your purpose is strong, you'll find a way to overcome them. Purpose turns obstacles into stepping stones and failures into lessons. It keeps you grounded, focused, and unstoppable. One day your time will run out. It's an uncomfortable truth, but it's a truth nonetheless. When that day comes, what will you leave behind? Will you leave a legacy of excuses and wasted potential? Or will you leave a legacy of action, impact, and inspiration? Your legacy isn't just about the big things you achieve. It's about the little things you do every day. It's about the lives you touch, the kindness you show, the example you set. Every moment is an opportunity to create something meaningful, to leave the world a little better than you found it. Don't wait until it's too late to start building your legacy. Start now. Live each day as if it matters, because it does. The clock is ticking, and every second counts. Legacy isn't about perfection, it's about persistence. It's about choosing to show up, to keep trying, to keep striving. The impact you leave behind is built one moment at a time, one choice at a time. Your legacy is your gift to the world. Make it count. Stop waiting. Stop hesitating. Stop making excuses. The clock is ticking, and it's time to act. This is your life, your story, your moment. Don't waste another day. Be bold. Be relentless. Be the person you were meant to be. The time is now. The clock is ticking. Make it count. Every person dreams of being strong, successful, and unstoppable. But strength doesn't just happen. It's not handed to you. It doesn't appear out of thin air. Strength, true strength, is forged. It's created through heat, pressure, and pain. It's built when you face adversity head on, refuse to quit, and rise every time life knocks you down. Think about the strongest metal. It doesn't come from comfort or ease. It comes from fire. The intense burning heat doesn't destroy the metal. It purifies it, strengthens it, and transforms it into something unbreakable. The same principle applies to you. But here's the truth. Most people avoid the fire. They run from struggle, discomfort, and the fear of failure. They think, if I stay safe, I won't get hurt. But what they don't realize is that avoiding the fire doesn't protect them. It weakens them. It keeps them from growing. It robs them of their potential. A weak life, a life without growth, is no life at all. The fire isn't your enemy. It's your greatest ally. It's the crucible where greatness is born. And the question you have to ask yourself is simple. Are you willing to step into it? Let's be real. Life is hard. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you're trying to do. Life will hit you. It will test you. It will knock you down over and over again. And here's the thing. Most people don't get back up. They stay down. They make excuses. They say it's too hard or it's not fair. And they quit. But not you. Not today. You see, pain is part of the process. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. Think about going to the gym. You don't build muscle by lifting light weights and stopping when it feels easy. You build muscle by pushing yourself to the limit, by tearing those fibers so they can grow back stronger. The same is true for life. The challenges you face, the struggles you endure, they're not there to break you. They're there to make you stronger. Pain is uncomfortable, yes, but it's also necessary. It's proof that you're growing. When you feel that discomfort, it's not a sign to quit. It's a sign that you're stepping into the fire, that you're being shaped into something greater. Let me tell you something. The pain you're feeling right now, it's not permanent. It's temporary. But the strength you'll gain from it, that's forever. So don't run from it. Embrace it. Because on the other side of that pain is the person you were meant to be. Let's talk about excuses. Everyone has them. I'm too tired. I don't have time. It's too late for me. You've heard them before. Maybe you've even said them. But here's the harsh truth. Excuses are lies. They're stories you tell yourself to justify staying where you are. And as long as you believe those lies, you'll never move forward. You know what separates the strong from the weak? Execution. The strong don't waste time making excuses. They don't wait for the perfect moment or the right conditions. They take action. They show up every single day, no matter how they feel, no matter how hard it is. Ask yourself this. Are you making excuses or are you taking action? Because at the end of the day, it's one or the other. You can't have both. You can either stay in your comfort zone, telling yourself why you can't, or you can step into the fire and start forging the life you want. Excuses feel comfortable, but they don't lead anywhere. Action is uncomfortable, but it's what creates progress. The choice is yours. Failure. It's a word that scares most people. It's something we're taught to avoid at all costs. But here's the thing. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's the path to success. Every time you fail, you're learning. You're growing. You're getting closer to your goal. Think about it this way. Failure is the fire that burns away your doubts, your weaknesses, your insecurities. It's the hammer that shapes you. It's not there to stop you. It's there to strengthen you. Thomas Edison once said, "I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Think about that. 10,000 failures. Most people would have quit after 10. But Edison kept going. He stepped into the fire again and again And that's why we remember his name today. The question isn't whether you'll fail. You will. The question is, how will you respond to failure? Will you let it stop you? Or will you use it as fuel to keep going? Because failure isn't what defines you. What defines you is what you do after you fail. Here's a hard truth. Success isn't glamorous. It's not easy. It's not fast. Success is a grind. It's waking up every day and putting in the work, even when you don't feel like it. It's showing up when nobody's watching, when nobody's cheering for you, when it feels like nothing's working. That's the grind. And that's where greatness is built. The grind is lonely. It's exhausting. It's repetitive. And most people aren't willing to do it. They want instant results. They want success without the struggle. But life doesn't work that way. You don't get the reward without the effort. You don't get the strength without the fire. Think about the strongest people you know. The most successful, the most disciplined, the most unstoppable. Do you think they got there by accident? Do you think they woke up one day and suddenly had everything they ever wanted? Number. They put in the work, day after day, year after year. They embraced the grind, and it made them who they are. So stop looking for shortcuts. Stop waiting for the easy way. There is no easy way. There's only the grind. Embrace it. Because the grind is what makes you strong. Every single day, you have a choice. You can choose to stay the same, to avoid the fire, to settle for less. Or you can choose to step up, to face the heat, to forge yourself into something stronger. But let me tell you something. The people who choose to step up, who choose to face the fire, they're the ones who change the world. They're the ones who inspire others. They're the ones who look back on their lives with pride, knowing they gave it everything they had. What's your choice? Are you going to let fear hold you back? Or are you going to step into the fire? Are you going to make excuses? Or are you going to take action? Are you going to settle for a life of comfort? Or are you going to embrace the grind and become the strongest version of yourself? You're not just living for today. You're building a legacy. Every decision you make, every action you take, is part of your story. And one day, that story will end. When it does, what will it say? Will it be a story of excuses, regrets, and missed opportunities? Or will it be a story of resilience, strength, and triumph? Will it inspire others, or will it serve as a cautionary tale? The choice is yours. Write a story worth reading. Build a legacy worth remembering. Do it for yourself. Because in the end, the only person you're competing with is the one in the mirror. The strongest metal is forged in fire. The strongest people are forged in adversity. You have everything you need inside of you to be strong, to be successful, to be unstoppable. But it's up to you to step into the fire. It's up to you to face the heat, to embrace the grind, to rise every time you fall. So what are you waiting for? The fire is waiting. Step into it, embrace it, and become unbreakable. The world is filled with people chasing after outcomes. A promotion, a goal weight, a bank account with a certain number. But here's the truth no one wants to hear. It's not the outcome that defines you. It's the journey. It's every step, every struggle, every ounce of effort you put in that makes you who you are. The journey isn't just a means to an end. The journey is the reward. So many people are afraid of the process. They're afraid of failing along the way, afraid of looking foolish, afraid of the hard work that comes with chasing greatness. But the process is where you grow. It's where you learn. It's where you become. You can't skip it. You can't cheat it. You have to embrace it. What's the point of reaching a goal if you didn't earn it? If you woke up tomorrow with everything you've ever wanted, would it mean as much if you didn't fight for it? The process gives the reward its value. Without it, the reward is hollow. Think about the moments in your life that truly changed you. Were they easy? Probably not. Growth comes from struggle. Confidence comes from overcoming. Wisdom comes from making mistakes and learning from them. That's the beauty of the journey. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a step toward becoming the best version of yourself. Consider the artist who spends hours perfecting their craft, the musician who practices the same piece until it resonates with their soul, the entrepreneur who faces rejection after rejection until they build something extraordinary. These stories inspire us because they remind us that the reward isn't just the outcome. It's everything that happens along the way. Struggle isn't something to avoid. It's something to embrace. Struggle means you're trying. It means you're pushing beyond your limits. And every time you push beyond those limits, you expand them. When you're in the middle of the struggle, it's easy to feel like giving up. But think of it like climbing a mountain. The higher you climb, the better the view. And when you finally reach the top, you'll look back at the path you've taken, and every obstacle will feel worth it. Pain, failure, frustration. These are not signs that you're on the wrong path. They're proof that you're on the right one. Every challenge you face is a chance to grow stronger, smarter, and more resilient. So the next time you feel like quitting, remember, the struggle is part of the process, and the process is where the magic happens. The stories of triumph we admire most are born from struggle. The athlete who overcame injury, the single parent who worked multiple jobs to create a better future for their children, the student who stayed up late studying when others chose to sleep. Their rewards are sweeter because they endured the hardship. Struggle refines you. It chisels away at your doubts, shaping you into someone you never thought you could be. Struggle doesn't just make you stronger. It makes you unstoppable. Patience is hard. We live in a world that celebrates instant gratification. We want results, and we want them now. But anything worth having takes time. Success is not a straight line. It's full of twists and turns, setbacks and surprises. That's why you have to trust the process. You might not see progress right away. That's okay. Seeds don't sprout the moment they're planted. Muscles don't grow the day you start lifting weights. Greatness takes time. Trust that the work you're putting in now will pay off later. Trust that every small step you take is leading you somewhere incredible. Trust that the process is shaping you into the person you're meant to be. Sometimes the process feels like it's moving too slowly, but that's an illusion. Each step forward, no matter how small, compounds over time. The habits you build today become the foundation for the success you achieve tomorrow. Remember, progress is progress, no matter how small. And here's the beauty of trusting the process. It teaches you patience, focus, and gratitude. It forces you to appreciate the journey because that's where your growth happens. The reward is sweeter when you know you earned it through persistence and belief in the process. The lessons you learn along the way are often more valuable than the goal itself. You learn discipline when you wake up early to train. You learn resilience when you face rejection and keep going. You learn creativity when you have to find new solutions to old problems. These lessons stay with you long after you've reached your goal. They become part of who you are. They prepare you for the next challenge, the next journey, the next dream. So don't rush the process. Don't focus so much on the destination that you miss the lessons along the way. For every failure, there's a lesson waiting to be learned. That rejection you faced taught you persistence. That mistake you made taught you humility. That obstacle you overcame taught you strength. Each lesson is a gift, a tool you can use to face future challenges with confidence. Some of the greatest stories ever told are built on lessons learned during the journey. Think of the heroes in your favorite movies or books. Their transformations didn't come from avoiding difficulty. They grew because they faced it head on. And so will you. The journey is long, and it's easy to get discouraged if you only celebrate the big milestones. That's why it's so important to celebrate the small wins. Did you stick to your plan today? Celebrate that. Did you take one step closer to your goal? Celebrate that. Did you learn something new? Celebrate that. Small wins build momentum. They remind you that you're making progress, even when it feels like you're standing still. They give you the motivation to keep going, one step at a time. And when you look back, you'll realize that those small wins were the building blocks of something extraordinary. Think of small wins as milestones on a long journey. They're the rest stops that rejuvenate you, the moments of joy that remind you why you started. Each one matters. Each one brings you closer to your destination. Make it a habit to acknowledge your progress, no matter how small. Write it down. Share it with someone who supports you. Every victory, big or small, deserves recognition because it keeps you moving forward. Who you are at the start of the journey is not the same person you'll be at the end. The process changes you. It strengthens you. It humbles you. It teaches you what you're capable of. And when you finally reach your goal, you'll realize that the journey was the real reward all along. The journey isn't just about what you achieve. It's about who you become. Every step, every challenge, every victory, big or small, adds another layer to your character. It builds resilience, patience, and wisdom. It molds you into someone capable of achieving even greater things. The reward isn't the trophy at the end. It's the person you become while striving for it. It's the relationships you build, the lessons you learn, and the strength you gain. Embrace the process, because it's shaping you into someone extraordinary. Don't wait until the end to find happiness. Find joy in the process. Enjoy the mornings when you wake up and feel strong. Enjoy the evenings when you reflect on what you've accomplished. Enjoy the moments of connection, of learning, of growth. The journey is filled with opportunities for joy, but you have to look for them. When you focus on the process, you'll realize that happiness isn't tied to reaching a specific goal. It's found in the act of working toward it. The effort itself becomes a source of pride and fulfillment. So don't wait for the finish line to celebrate. Celebrate every step. Happiness is not the destination. It's the journey. When you find joy in the process, you stop chasing happiness and start creating it. The path you're walking is beautiful, even with its challenges. Appreciate it, every step of the way. Trust the process. The journey is your reward in every moment of every day. A choice awaits you. It's the choice between action and inaction, between rising to the challenge or succumbing to your excuses. There are those who get it done, no matter the circumstances, and there are those who find reasons to delay, to justify, to walk away. This isn't just a casual difference. It's the dividing line between winners and losers, between those who live the life they've always dreamed of and those who live with regret. The truth is simple. Winners make time and losers make excuses. The world doesn't slow down for anyone. Time is the great equalizer. No matter who you are or where you come from, you're given the same 24 hours in a day. The question is not how much time you have. It's how you use it. Winners understand this. They don't wait for the perfect moment or complain about how busy they are. They carve out time for the things that matter. They prioritize. They execute. They push through. On the other hand, losers spend their days trapped in a cycle of justification. I'm too tired. I'll start tomorrow. It's just not the right time. These words are the anthem of the stagnant. Excuses may feel comforting in the moment, but they're the anchors that weigh you down, keeping you from ever setting sail toward your goals. Taking ownership of your time is the first step to reclaiming your life. Every excuse you make, every minute you waste, is time you'll never get back. Winners understand that they are responsible for every aspect of their lives. It's not the fault of their boss, their family, or their circumstances. They don't blame traffic for being late. They don't blame their upbringing for their current struggles. They don't blame others for their lack of progress. Instead, they look in the mirror and say, "This is on me." When you take full responsibility for your life, something incredible happens. You gain control. No longer are you a victim of circumstance. No longer are you at the mercy of external factors. You realize that every decision you make has the power to move you forward or hold you back. Winners embrace this responsibility. They see it as empowering, not burdensome. They know that if they don't control their time, someone else will. Time is more valuable than money. You can lose money and earn it back, but once time is gone, it's gone forever. Winners treat their time like gold, guarding it fiercely and spending it wisely. Losers, on the other hand, squander it on meaningless distractions, wasting hours scrolling on their phones, binge-watching shows, or indulging in activities that add no real value to their lives. Imagine your time as a bank account. Each day, you're given 86,400 seconds to spend. How will you invest it? Will you use it to learn, grow, and work toward your goals? Or will you fritter it away on things that don't matter? Winners know the value of a single minute. They understand that big achievements are built from small, consistent efforts. Every second counts, and they make every second count. Someday is the most dangerous word in the English language. It's the excuse that keeps dreams on hold indefinitely. Someday I'll get in shape. Someday I'll start that business. Someday I'll go back to school. But someday isn't real. It's a mirage, a convenient way to postpone action. Winners don't live in someday. They live in today. If you want to change your life, you have to stop waiting for the perfect time. There is no perfect time. There will always be obstacles, challenges, and uncertainties. Winners know this, and they take action anyway. They understand that waiting only delays progress. They don't wait for motivation to strike. They create their own momentum by taking that first step, no matter how small it may seem. Excuses are the easy way out. They're the lies we tell ourselves to justify our lack of action. But here's the truth. Every excuse has a solution. Don't have time. Wake up an hour earlier, or cut out unnecessary activities. Don't have the skills. Start learning. Don't have the money. Find creative ways to start small. Winners don't let excuses define them. They find a way to overcome every obstacle. Excuses are seductive because they provide comfort. They allow us to avoid discomfort, failure, and effort. But winners understand that growth comes from stepping outside their comfort zones. They're willing to face the pain of discipline because they know it's far less painful than the regret of inaction. Losers, on the other hand, stay trapped in their excuses, never realizing their full potential. Motivation is fleeting. It's easy to feel fired up for a day or two, but what happens when the excitement fades? Winners rely on discipline, not motivation, to get things done. Discipline is showing up even when you don't feel like it. It's going to the gym when you'd rather sleep in. It's working on your goals when Netflix is calling your name. Discipline is the muscle that keeps you moving forward, no matter how you feel. Losers wait for motivation, They wait to feel ready. But readiness is a myth. You'll never feel fully ready to tackle your biggest challenges. Winners understand this and act anyway. They've built the habit of showing up day after day, rain or shine. Discipline is their secret weapon, and it's what separates them from the rest. Every achievement comes with a price. Winners are willing to pay that price. They understand that sacrifice is the currency of success. They're willing to give up short-term pleasures for long-term rewards. They'll skip the party to study for an exam. They'll forgo a night of sleep to work on their business. They'll say no to distractions so they can say yes to their dreams. Losers, on the other hand, avoid sacrifice. They want the rewards without the effort. They want the results without the grind. But life doesn't work that way. You can't have everything. Every choice you make is a trade-off. Winners choose wisely. They prioritize what matters most, knowing that the sacrifices they make today will pay off tomorrow. Big goals can feel overwhelming. It's easy to get paralyzed by the sheer size of the challenge ahead, but winners don't let that stop them. They break their goals down into small, manageable steps. They focus on progress, not perfection. They celebrate every small win, knowing that each one brings them closer to their ultimate goal. Losers, on the other hand, get stuck in analysis paralysis. They overthink, overplan, and never take action. They wait for the perfect plan, the perfect moment, the perfect conditions. Winners know there's no such thing as perfect. They start where they are, with what they have, and they keep moving forward, one step at a time. Life is tough. Challenges are inevitable. But winners don't let adversity defeat them. They see obstacles as opportunities to grow stronger. When they fall, they get back up. When they fail, they learn. When they face setbacks, they keep moving forward. Resilience is the hallmark of a winner. It's the ability to keep going, no matter how hard things get. Losers, on the other hand, give up at the first sign of difficulty. They let failures define them. Winners know that failure is not the end. It's a stepping stone to success. They use setbacks as fuel to push even harder. At the end of the day, your life is your story. Every choice you make, every action you take, adds another chapter. What kind of story are you writing? Will it be a tale of excuses and missed opportunities? Or will it be a story of triumph, resilience, and relentless pursuit of greatness? Winners understand that they are the authors of their own lives. They don't let external factors dictate their narrative. They take control, make bold decisions, and create the life they want. Losers, on the other hand, let life happen to them. They drift through the days, letting excuses and circumstances write their story. When it's all said and done, what will you leave behind? Will people remember you as someone who made excuses or someone who made things happen? Winners leave a legacy of action, inspiration, and impact. They prove that it's possible to overcome obstacles, achieve greatness, and live a life of purpose. Your legacy starts with the choices you make today. Will you make time for your dreams, or will you make excuses? The choice is yours. Remember, winners make time, losers make excuses. Be a winner. Prove to yourself and the world that you have what it takes to succeed.